Friday, 38th week, Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus, to all the holy ones in Christ Jesus, who are in Philippi, with the overseer and ministers, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God at every remembrance of you, praying always with joy in my every prayer for all of you, because of your partnership for the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right that I should think this way about all of you, because I hold you in my heart, you who are all partners with me in Christ, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more in loudness and every kind of perception, to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that come to Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. Second, the Gospel. According to Luke chapter 14, verses 1 to 6, on the Sabbath, he went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. In front of him, there were a man suffering from dropsy. Jesus spoke to the scholars of the law and Pharisees in reply, asking, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not?" But they kept silent. So he took the man, and after he had healed him, dismissed him, then he said to them, "Who among you, if your son or ox fall into a cistern, would not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?" But they were unable to answer his question. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme, the way to solve conflicts. In our life, different opinions can be avoided because people are shaped in different backgrounds, culture, custom, religion, etc. The difference in opinions is the cause of all conflicts, especially when people must protect their rights. When people face conflicts, there are three main reactions. Some try to eliminate those who are different with them by waging war under all forms. Others try to ignore the position, the opposition, and go on with their life. Still others try to solve their conflict by discussion to find an acceptable solution. Today's reading help us to understand conflicts and how to solve them. In the first reading, St. Paul set an example for us by displaying all necessary virtues we need to possess before we can effectively solve a conflict. In the Gospel, Jesus solved his conflict by accepting his enemy's invitation to their dinner on the Sabbath, so he could have an opportunity to educate them. Second analysis. First reading. Saint Paul displayed important virtues before he sold his complex with the Philippians. First, humility. This must be the primary virtue one must have before solving a conflict. He must be humble enough to recognize that he does not possess all the truth and have a willing to learn from others. If he thinks he's always right, he shall not open his mind to any discussion. Saint Paul realized the importance of this virtue when he advised the Philippians, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself." See Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, and to learn from Christ this virtue. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. Second, respect and sincerity. The faithful also need to know the role of each person in bringing God's salvation plan to perfection. They do not have to do all the things, but to create opportunities for others to contribute in. Therefore, the faithful must be joyful and thank God when they see many contributing to the preaching of the gospel, not to be zealous when seeing other success or higher position in the church. Moreover, each one also needs to pray for others, so all shall have an eager heart to preach the gospel, as St. Paul expressed his sincerity for the Philippians. "I give thanks to my God at every remembrance of you, praying always with joy in my every prayer for all of you, because of your partnership for the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus." Third, charity. The Vietnamese probably recognized the importance of love in solving conflicts when they said, "When people love each other, they shall not mind of anything, even there are hundreds of differences, they shall find a way to level them off." In opposition, if people do not have charity, even one difference might draw them apart. Saint Paul expressed his sincere love for the Philippians and appreciated their love in sharing his sufferings. "It is right that I should think this way about all of you, because I hold you in my heart, you who are all partners with me in grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus, to avoid conflicts to happen in their family or community, parents and leaders not only to show their love in action, but also to educate, to pray, and to create a loving atmosphere for all of their members. St. Paul also recognized the importance of charity for unity, so he prayed for his faithful, and this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and in every kind of perception, to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that come to Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. Second, the gospel. The way Jesus solved his conflict with the Pharisees. Third point. The conflict between Jesus and the Pharisees. St. Luke reported two different attitudes between Jesus and his foe as following. The Pharisee and the scribe attitude. The Pharisee invited Jesus to have a dinner with him and his friends on the Sabbath. He also set up a trap by arranging a rousey in his house to see if Jesus healed him on the Sabbath. Jesus' attitude. Though Jesus knew his evil intention, he still accepted his invitation because he wanted them to have an opportunity to learn the truth and to change his hypocritical life. Second point, Jesus educated them in the truth and healed the prophecy. Third, Jesus invited them to dialogue with him. Without any hesitation, Jesus took an active role in his process of solving the conflict with them by posing a question to the Pharisees and the scribes. Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not? But they kept silent. Their silence can be either they did not know the answer, or they pretended that question had no connection with them. The Pharisee and the scribe might be in the latter case. Second, Jesus courageously defended the truth. Without showing any fear, Jesus healed the drowsy and set him free. Then Jesus questioned them, "Who among you, if your son or ox fall into a cistern, would not immediately put him out on the Sabbath day?" There are many cisterns in Palestine because of lacking of water, and they are the cause of accidents for human beings and animals. See Exodus 20, chapter 21, verse 33. When a human being or an animal falls into it, no one questions, should that person or animal be pulled out from it? Because it is the right thing to do. The fact that Jesus healed the prophecy on the Sabbath is the right thing to do. Why they make a big deal out of that? Third point, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and the scribes. Jesus invited them to a dialogue with him to find out the truth, but they kept silence. Jesus wanted to correct their double standards, one standard for their own people and properties, the other standard for others, especially for the poor and the marginalized. They could not provide an answer for Jesus' question because they know Jesus fathomed their intention. In this passage, St. Luke did not tell us the reaction of the Pharisees and scribes, but in many other places, he and Matthew often reported they became angry and looked for an opportunity to seize and to kill him. Application in life. When dealing with conflicts, we need to have a humble attitude and an open mind to recognize the truth. Do not let an arrogant attitude and prophets obscuring our eyes and to prevent us to recognize the truth. Above all, we need to possess charity so that we can recognize the common good for people, not just for our individual needs. To live righteously, we need to avoid the double standards attitude, one for ourselves and one for the rest of people. Amen.